Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 9th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Gregory of Nyssa. I wonder if there was anyone more disappointed with the early ministry of Gregory of Nyssa than Gregory himself. So many of the people we remember together were distinguished by their early faith, but not Gregory. He was nominally a Christian, and his brother was the famous Basil the Great, but Gregory had no deep commitment to Christianity, and even though he had a brief rush of faith in his early 20s, he decided to become a rhetorician rather than continue in the ministry. So many of the people we remember together resisted accepting leadership in the church because of their humility, but turned out to be wonderful bishops. But not Gregory. He became Bishop of Nyssa largely as a favor to his brother, who was Bishop of Caesarea, about 10 miles away, who was having a dispute with the Emperor Valens. He was a terrible bishop. He felt his ordination was the most miserable day of his life. He was accused of embezzlement of church funds, but really he was just careless with money. Still, he spent 2 years in exile. So many of the people we remember together really show their true colors in response to a spiritual challenge, such as a personal tragedy. Ah, this is where Gregory really shows himself to be exceptional. Despite his spotty relationship with his domineering older brother Basil, Gregory was truly devastated when he died. And when his beloved sister Macrina died in his arms only a few months later, Gregory must have felt more alone than at any time in his life. But without these people looming so large in his life, Gregory was able to grow into his full stature as a theologian and a church leader. It was after these tragic deaths that he was able to write his most insightful works, including his Life of Moses and his commentary on the Song of Songs. His catechism is still considered to be one of the best attempts to synthesize the Christian faith. Gregory of Nyssa, along with his brother Basil and their friend Gregory of Nazianzus, are three of the greatest defenders of the Nicene Creed, and especially its insistence on the co-equal, co-eternal nature of the Trinity. Next time you recite the Creed, think of Gregory as you meditate on the mystery of our God, who is three in one, and one in three. I don't think that a human mind can ever fully comprehend that mystery, but it is a wonderful feeling to know that as you struggle to understand it, you struggle alongside the greatest thinkers of Christian history, including Blessed Gregory. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have revealed to your church your eternal being of glorious majesty and perfect love as one God in Trinity of person. Give us grace that, like your Bishop Gregory of Nyssa, we may continue steadfast in the confession of this faith and constant in our worship of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on March 12th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Gregory the Great. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.